from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Liam Griffin from The Times. It will join us at 11:25, Denton?
Yep.
Okay, good. We'll have him on at 11:25. Let me just tell you real quickly before we get back to the phone lines and get your thoughts on Jaden Daniels. So the other thing that I was told about the 3rd-and-18 trick play, where McCaffrey catches the bubble screen and the plan is to lateral it back or throw it back backwards as a lateral to Jaden Daniels with essentially like a punt return wall setup, is that Jaden didn't get to the spot and get his head turned around quickly enough, and McCaffrey was afraid to throw it before he was ready to receive it. I went back and watched that. There is some... It would appear that's not an unreasonable, you know, position. Jaden's very casual, trying to sell it, you know, like sell the bubble, like the play's over. But he's moving, you know, casually back behind, and he doesn't turn his head around. And by the time he turns his head around, he's wide open. But McCaffrey kind of at that point thinks it's too late to throw it. So that was the other piece of information that I got. In talking about this stuff, about some of the plays that we highlighted the last couple of days. All right, 301-230-0980. Phone lines packed. Let's just talk Jaden Daniels here. What did you think? Critique it, grade it. Just want to hear your thoughts on his first game as an NFL quarterback. Let's go to Paulie. And Paulie, I just want to very, very much extend my sympathies and hope you and your family are doing well. So sorry to hear about your loss.
Hail to the W. Thank you, big guy. Man, I appreciate that. All right, we're going to stay on Jaden Daniels. Okay.
Yep.
I thought he played well. And he made a lot of mistakes, but he did a lot of good things. You know, what I like to see the most, was his competitive nature. It got to a point in the game, and I think I tweeted it to you, you could see him try to put the team on his shoulders.
Right.
You can never go wrong with your quarterback knowing the moment, like, okay, my team needs for me to make a play. You know, he's just not at the point in his career in game one where he could actually do that. And I think at some point, and you was talking about it yesterday and on your podcast, I think at some point at the game, he started losing the fundamentals of the position on that sack fumble he had.
Yeah.
When he drifted back into the pocket.
Right.
So that's the only thing that concerns me is with him mixing with the offensive line. They definitely have to get that together because one thing you don't want him to start doing is developing bad habits because of pressure. So, but I give him a C-plus on the day. I mean, he didn't compete any passes downfield. You can't say he had a great day and he didn't compete any passes downfield. And on that trick play, another thing I noticed too, it looked like he floated that ball out there to McCaffrey. That might have threw off the timing for McCaffrey too.
On the bubble, so, yeah. Yep.
On that bubble.
Not a bad observation.
And it was kind of hot. So I think, you know, for McCaffrey, it was like, this is not how we practice it. But, yeah, man, I give him a C+. And like I said, you know, they got to work on the offensive line and because I don't want him to develop bad habits that he can't get away from, you know, later on in the year, you know, is going to keep him, you know, from developing.
And I think that was the one play in which, you know, you never want to see a quarterback drift backwards out of the pocket, you know, into where, you know, the tackles have set and they're like not expecting the quarterback to be where the rushers are going to end up. And that would be, you know, that's a bad habit, obviously, and something you didn't really see in college. But I'm with you on that. Thanks, and I'll talk to you soon.
And he did.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Answer the jump.
All right, appreciate it, Paulie. Let's go to Marcus in College Park. Marcus, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Great programming as usual.
What's up, Marcus?
What more could you ask for from a rookie quarterback going up against a playoff style defense coached by a brilliant guy? I mean, he did everything that he could to help that team win the game. The defense, of course, didn't hold their end up. But to expand on just what you and Paulie were talking about regarding bad habits, because he's so talented, because he's basically a exciting running back part-time, he doesn't develop the habit of the first impulse when that pocket starts getting tight is to take off and run. We've seen that replayed before in this town, and it ended up badly. But to Paulie's point and your point, they have to have an offensive line that's going to permit him to step up in the pocket. The premier quarterbacks in this league can do both. They can throw from the pocket, that gives you the long pass, or they can extend plays, pick up first downs, or make a difference in a game. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thanks, Marcus. Agree with all that. And I think there were a couple of examples. He had one to Ertz over the middle, one to Eckler, actually, who was in a route, not as a check down necessarily, where he's in the pocket, the processing is quick, the ball's out quickly. To Paulie's point, though, yeah, it's hard to give somebody more than a B when you didn't really have a completion, you know, a legitimate completion downfield. You know, the longest completions were catches and runs by Robinson Jr. and Eckler. You know, the longest reception for a receiver in the game was Terry had an 11-yard reception. Ertz had a 12-yard reception. It was actually that Ertz 12-yard reception that I think was super quick, balls out quickly. He can do that. There's no doubt that he has the ability to do that. I would say of the, I think it was 8 scrambles, to me it was like 5, no less than 5 were legitimate scrambles to avoid a bad play and get a positive play out of it, avoiding, you know, a potential sack without many options there. Except for a couple that I've talked about this week. All right, stay on hold. James, Ralphie, Dale, Kenny, Patrick, your thoughts on Jaden Daniels here 3 days after the fact. How did he play in his first NFL game? Liam Griffin from the Washington Times will join us at 11:25. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.